This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, progressive current affairs, unlike, and I've got to say this again, Nick Rees, my co-host, often appears on Sky After Dark, which is filmed in a cave somewhere occupied by right-wing nut jobs. I don't look like Paul Murray anymore because I've shaved my beard off. So welcome, Nick. Who's our next guest?
Our next guest is the Health Minister and I believe also Equality Minister, Martin Foley.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, I believe you were at the footy last night.
Yes. Oh, well, us St Kilda fans are used to this false dawn. But, you know, we live in eternal hope and September's still a long way away, so we'll wait.
Well, September's a long way away, but so is November. My prediction is that there will be an independent candidate standing either in Kew or Malvern.
I was at
What do you reckon?
Sorry, Deputy Mayor. Yeah, I did bump into Councillor Reese, and there was a very good event on beforehand, recognising the contribution that Danny Frawley played in men in particular, talking about mental health and wellbeing and partnering with the Movember campaign, of which, of course, Nick is the chair of, I think.
It was a wonderful event. I don't know whether I should call you Martin or Minister here on the radio.
Martin.
I will call you Martin. And, you know, Danny Frawley is such an inspiring guy for so many people, and now he's legacy is living on, really talking openly about mental health and encouraging people, particularly men, about talking about their mental health battles. And great to see the Saints and Essendon playing there last night, and sadly the Saints did fall short.
Well, there you go. Now, Martin's in the car. I can hear his indicator going. So, Martin, I want to talk about, first off, the Equal Opportunity Religious Exceptions Act, Amendment Act 2021. Tell us what this act does and why it has been so important.
Well, this act has been a very long time coming, Macca.
Yes.
You and others who have advocated it for a very long time have been at the forefront of. There were attempts in the last Parliament to get this bill through, and it failed by one vote in the upper house, unfortunately. But with a lot of campaigning, in fact, a much stronger bill was passed and in this Parliament. And that has now kicked into its first phase of operation. And what that means is that religious organisations and schools will, as of this week, no longer now be able to sack or refuse to hire people based on protected attributes, as they're called in the Act. And now in those protected attributes are sexuality, gender identity, or marital status. As a significant achievement, and religious organisations and schools can still, of course, able to make employment decisions based on an employee's religious belief where those beliefs are inherent to the job itself in areas such as religious and teacher studies and those areas, and that upholds the right to freedom of religion, but it does not allow religious organisations to discriminate in those areas more broadly. This is a good outcome. puts us where we should be, at the forefront of equality outcomes in this state. And I look forward to the next stage of these reforms kicking in, which is later this year, where from December, religious organisations that receive government funding will have to provide services to people regardless of sexuality, gender identity or marital status, or risk their funding.
I can only say thank you. You know, this is an issue I've been advocating and lobbying on for longer than I care to remember. I can't believe we've actually got to this point. So thank you. It's significant. It levels the playing field. And for those who have a problem with it, really simple. Go to the dictionary and look up equality. It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, and it protects, as it should, first and foremost, the rights for gender diverse, gay, lesbian, intersex, trans and queer people to be protected against discrimination in these organisations, whilst ensuring that faith-based organisations have the reasonable ability to practice their faith, whatever it might be, in those areas of their organisations that are critical. But, you know, the queer gardener is not fundamental to the delivery of services.
No.
And we know from discussions with people that there will be a number of people who will no longer have to hide who they are in their workplace.
Yeah.
And it's just another step in the equality path that we still have some way to go.
It's an absolutely wonderful step, Martin. Well done to you. And well done to you, Mackie. You have truly campaigned on this for a long, long time.
I think there's a lot of people that are glad it's happened so they don't have to listen to me.
Martin, can I ask you a question? There will be some people out there who will say, do these laws mean that the Catholic Church can no longer require that priests be male? There'll be some people out there who say that schools will be able to reject a student from enrolling in their school because they are queer. Talk us through the practicalities of what this law does and does not do.
So in the framing of the legislation, there was extensive consultation with a multiplicity of faith-based organisations. And it's fair to say that whilst there was strong support amongst a number of faith organisations, there were some, the Australian Christian Lobby, some elements of other churches who opposed it and foreshadowed that the sky would fall as a result. The sky hasn't fallen. And what this legislation does is strike that right balance to make sure that the rights of religious organisations and schools to continue to practice their faith, to provide religious teaching and instill their religious ethos within their organisations is enshrined in legislation, but it cannot come at the expense of those areas that do not have the inherent obligation of that faith in part of the job that the person is involved in to be practiced. So it will not impact on how religious bodies select priests, ministers, religious leaders, or their members. But what it will make sure is that the LGBTIQ plus students, teachers from a wide variety of background, other staff, and the people they engage for programs, where they're not involved in those inherent roles that are fundamental to the religious tenets of the organisation, cannot be discriminated against. And this brings us, I'd like to think, into the 21st century, just 22 years behind where we should be.
It's really, Martin, about almost creating an alliance of belief in equality, isn't it? That these organisations, you know, they're entitled to their views, but they don't operate in isolation. They operate as part of a wider community, and they need to reflect the diversity and equality of the community in which they operate, don't they?
Indeed. What this points to is that a diverse society can, through engagement and celebrating that diversity, be a stronger, better place. And the fact that so many faith-based organisations supported this legislative plan and were happy, indeed, pointed to it being long overdue, and the fact that it had to try twice to get through the legislation, on each occasion being opposed by the Liberal Party in both the last Parliament and this, shows that we still have some way to go. But the upside of it was that there was just much stronger support in the community, much stronger support in the religious organisations, and that reflected in the legislation passing easily through both houses of Parliament, despite the Liberal Party's opposition.
Well, we saw that opposition, but also there's some nonsense going on in the Greens in Victoria, Martin. Now, I know, you know, you may not wish to comment on that, but the convener, one of the conveners of the Victorian Greens, is fighting a bit of a battle to defend their role or their continuing role regarding some comments around the trans community from the past. Which, I mean, do you have a view on this? I find this really troubling, you know, in progressive politics, that there are dark places still.
Well, look, it's not for me to comment on the internal operation of the Greens, but as Minister for Equality, what I do know is that the way in which we're going to cement equality not being negotiable in this state is by having a broad, multi-party, community-wide consensus that we are stronger when we recognise and support our diverse community. And inherent in that is the inescapable fact that our trans community in particular have been the subject of terrible vilification, terrible dog whistling around particularly trans kids and trans sport. And that when you give oxygen to that public commentary, as the unsuccessful Liberal Party member in Wentworth for the most recent federal election did, or as the policy convener for the Greens, or on today's front page of the little paper in the News Corp media around trans scare campaigns, people suffer.
Yeah.
And there should be no place in a modern political party, particularly one that presents itself as progressive, for these kind of views, because I can't understand how they're held. But even if they are perversely, genuinely held, they are feeding into a radical right US imported scare campaign that uses trans people in particular and trans kids as the battering ram for a scare campaign to take us backwards. This is a contested space, and progressives should not be doing anything to assist those to take us back and tear down the progress that has been made.
Martin, there are people in the Greens in Victoria who are criticising Victorian Labor's reforms around trans laws, saying that you've gone too far, saying that what Labor is proposing is essentially a policy of always affirmation when it comes to people considering transition. What do you say to those Greens who criticise you for going too far?
I say, come with me and let's sit down and talk to organisations like Transcend, like Parents of Gender Diverse Children, like the Royal Children's Hospital Gender Unit, like Monash's Gender Unit. And let's see what the support that government has brought to groups of Victorians, families and kids, that allows people to be who they genuinely and truly are and flourish. And let's compare that with the evidence that shows what happens when we don't do that. A huge overrepresentation of trans community members in, you name the bad outcome.
Yeah.
Mental health, alcohol and drug addiction, unemployment, homelessness, alienation from the community. And let's just recognise that there is an opportunity for us all here to identify across the rainbow communities, but particularly trans Victorians, the rough deal that they have had for generations. And let's be big enough as a community to bring them along into the equality project that Victoria has become.
Thank you, Martin. Strong words, very clear enunciation of policy and support. I've gone well over time. I'm going to be in trouble. Thank you for what you've said this morning. Thank you for the laws, but thank you what you've said about this issue. It's really important. Have a great day, and we'll speak to you again real soon.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And good luck to all the joysters.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.